meeting or something.
I was paused.
Where's the two people that we missing?
I think they're from the US, not I. Like the group from Egypt, they're here, I think.
Yeah, I think we're missing Alanis and Miguel.
Can you guys like send them WhatsApp or something?
No problem, we'll do it right now.
Good.
I sent the message to the to our group chat, not the one with our Egyptian partner, but the original group chat. So hopefully they get a hold of that.
Okay, good. I think they're gonna join. It's just like a matter of time.
Yeah, we'll wait another few more minutes. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I think we had to start because we just have 50 minutes to do it.
I agree. That's fine. We could just start it.
Sorry, just to like clarify, this whole thing is going to take 50 minutes or 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Which time frame are we like speaking of?
We could do about, it doesn't have to be more than 20 minutes, so 15 minutes will be good. I know most of the groups in our class did about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, so no more than 20 minutes. I think the most group that went deviation time was about 20 minutes.
I think we're like gonna do just like the outline. We're gonna like brainstorm our ideas, like to create the outline in order to submit it. I think that's what we should do, or what is it?
So, like, yeah, like, what are we getting out of this session? I think that's the question.
Well, what we're getting out of the session is basically like an outline, a general idea of what everyone's going to do, what topics are being covered, what topics are being covered by who, and just a whole, like, a general scope of the project and, you know, where we stand right now. I believe that would be the general focus today.
Yeah, sounds good. But I think we like, should create like, a Google Doc.
Sorry?
I think like we should create like a Google Doc with like the outline to send it to the teachers. Like that way we should like get out of this session overall. That's what I believe that. I don't know.
Okay, that sounds good. We could do something like that. I do have an outline already created. What I'll do is I'll shorten it and I'll add your guys' name to it, or your group and your name.
Yeah, and then we can like.
How many people are in your group from Egypt?
Five people.
We're five.
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 Okay. Yeah.
Each one of us have created like an outline, so we can like use it with you guys to brainstorm like the overall.
First, to like add on to like your guys' outline, so we kind of just pitch in with ideas so that we can create, you know, one proper massive outline.
Okay, that's what we're gonna do. Cause I already have an outline created, and I can just add your guys. I can add you guys to it, and add your ideas and whatnot to it. The outline doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be more than basically half a page. It's very short.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we able to share the screen and maybe we can discuss it?
Yes, exactly. Someone share the screen, like with a Google Doc or something.
I'm going to share first.
So who's sharing the screen?
I don't know who's going to share the screen, and I think that we're just wasting time.
I'm trying to pull it up right now.
Okay.
The big topic is wealth inequality. So like, I'm going to do my search, student loans, crisis. So over there in Egypt, who's gonna do the student loans? Because that's how we're gonna compare.
Sorry, yeah, in Egypt, student loans are really that, like, it's not there.
What happened?
I wanna say it's not really big of a, in Egypt, student loans, I wanna say it's not really that well known, but it's, I don't think we even have something called student loans. I don't think you could take that loan to actually study.
Yeah, I
believe
in Egypt.
For real?
Yeah.
Education, it's not, you can't take out a loan to, and then, like, you know, like the whole thing, like how it is in America to study, to get an education, higher education or anything.
No, I understand, because I'm from Dominican Republic and over there is the same thing.
Yeah.
when you are, you can, if you don't go to a public school, then you're not going to have the chance to study, to go to college if you don't have your own money.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I thought it was just my country.
No, there are a lot of countries this way.
So there is not that much that we can compare, but I bet you that maybe some people, because I was doing like a little search in Dominican Republic, and there is a student loan, but not everybody is going to qualify. You know, it's not like here in America that the more poor you are or the more
low income you have.
Yeah, you exactly. You are sure that you're gonna qualify, you know, but I bet you that you can find something over there that we can compare a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe in Egypt we use scholarships. Like in our university, we have a lot of people who use scholarships to enter.
Scholarships, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And there are like financial aids.
Yeah, it's more of through like. So, for example, our university, it does have a lot of financial aid and stuff, a lot of like scholarship students, but in all educational systems in Egypt, if it's you're being financed through a scholarship by the educational board that you follow, it's not really like a you go to a bank and you go, can I please borrow X amount of money so I can get higher education?
Well, it's not really like that here either. Like, you get the loan from financial aid. It's not like you go to the bank and, like, take out the loan. You could do that if you don't have financial aid. But like you could do it through financial aid, the loans.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true.
The loan to financial aid are a lot better than the banks anyway.
Yeah, but let me tell you, don't get focused on my thing. There is Alanis, what is your topic?
Mine is racial inequality.
Yeah, I believe that we have this in Egypt. I believe so.
Yeah,
we can do it. Share. And Perla, what is your topic?
My topic is comparing what inequality in the United States and in that country too.
Okay, so.
And then my topic is wealth in the United States among the wealthy and the average, so like the 1% and then everybody else, which is a broad topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have this in Egypt.
A lot of that. This is the most prominent type of wealth inequality here. So we have a very big gap.
I think we can add like the employment inequality because I think it's related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a major problem in Egypt. And I believe like you have this problem in the US.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of the minimum wage and thing and stuff. I don't know. I believe so. Okay.
Right.
So I think somebody like should type that in like the outline. What I have in mind is like we should talk up like an introduction about what's like the wealth inequality in general. Like what's the concept of that?
I'm taking notes right now. And then I'm gonna add it into the outline. The only thing is it's not letting me do share screen. I tried doing share screen, it's not letting me.
Oh, I think it's the host who should enable it. Enable it.
Try to send it to me so I can see if I can share it.
Okay. Send it right now.
So what I was thinking about is like talking like about the concept of wealth inequality. Then we should talk about like the wealth inequality in the US with like your topics and stuff, followed by the wealth inequality in Egypt, like same thing but in Egypt. And then we can say like solutions or like how they reduce this inequality and how like what ways they use to prevent it. And then we should like get like the guest speaker because in the assessment we should have like a guest speaker talking about like this specific inequality, followed by the conclusion where like it's like a small conclusion where we conclude like everything we said. Yeah, that was that's what I had in mind.
Yeah, same.
That sounds good.
I think so. Yeah. But like the problem is that we should find like a guest speaker, which is like a major issue.
That sounds like a plan. I could probably be the guest speaker at this point.
Oh, so you're gonna be the guest speaker?
Yeah, why not?
But I thought Professor Ridley said it had to be someone else.
Yeah, someone else, yes.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
Someone who's digging down. Find like our forces and just kind of search everywhere for someone who can hop on Zoom very quickly for a chat, whether it's like in America or in Egypt. I think that's going to be fun. But I don't think our guest speaker can be from this group.
Yes, I think the guest speaker should be somebody who's like an activist about like this group. Yeah, exactly.
But I think, if I'm not mistaken, that our professor said that it could be anybody, but none of us.
Yeah, but
none of us can.
Can you see that?
I think we should be like, it should be like somebody who's like big enough in like
the, working in the field itself. Like they can give us more information about it.
Somebody who can support like our argument,
or somebody that is affected by this wealth inequality situation.
Maybe, yeah.
And I think any person could do that because it's just the difference, the people who have money and the people who don't.
Yeah.
Can you see that, Kareem?
Yes, I can see it.
Yes, I can see it.
He's online. You got it off.
But it was also he didn't have to speak on the mic.
Malak, you're lagging.
Right, better than what? Is it better now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so essentially, as I was saying, I guess we can get someone who's been greatly affected by this, but who's also very educated in the matter, so that they're able to speak about this in a more like holy.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah. Or we can go the complete different route and just get people's like perspective or on the matter, like people from two different situations, financial situations. But I think it's probably better to just get one person who's very highly educated on the matter.
Or maybe like we can get like an entrepreneur or somebody who works on reducing this specific inequality, maybe.
It could be, yeah.
I think they're going to have better knowledge about like this topic than anyone else. I don't know.
But remember that not everybody is willing to like to spend their time in doing this. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I think like, if they come on or like they hop on, I think like they can talk for like about a minute or two. It shouldn't be long because I think like the assessment overall should be like about 15 minutes. So yeah.
Yeah, we have to try anyway.
Yeah. I think we still have time. It's I think it's due like some like May 10th or something. I don't know.
No, we have to do a draft. That I don't know how we're gonna do a draft in a podcast, but a draft has to be done. I think it's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, April 14th. April 14th.
Yeah, no, April 18th. Yeah, something like 18, that. Or yeah. I think it's the 18th here in New York.
Yeah, yeah, it's the 18th, but that's spring break. So she was.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's the spring break. That's the due date that she assigned.
Yeah, she was able. But if she was like, if you don't want it in spring break, to do it before.
So, yeah, that's what she said.
So guys, how you do a draft on a podcast?
I think we should do like a podcast draft. I don't know.
I don't know.
We can ask the doctor.
Yeah, we'll figure that part out. We'll ask the professors, both of them, and they'll give us their ideas of what they want for a draft.
Yeah. So basically, what is posted on the screen is the outline. So you guys on the other side, which topic you're going to take?
Okay, so I said...
Now it's Carmen talking. So who's going to do the student loan on the other side?
I don't mind doing the wealth gap. I can do some research on that.
So Hussein can add your name and submit this outline, because remember that the outline is due tomorrow. So
yeah, no, I'm gonna post it.
You need to pick your topic now and have it done tonight.
Tomorrow before.
I want to come by 4 o'clock. Today I'm gonna get done by 4 o'clock today because I got work.
You have to go to work.
So, I believe I might compare the inequality between the United States and Egypt, too.
Okay, who's this speaking? Is this?
It's Raymond. Ahmed?
Raymond.
Yeah, I might take.
I can take the one that's saying students. Between the whites and non-whites.
Okay, and who's this speaking?
Zaina.
Okay, so Malak's gonna take the wealth gap amongst average Americans and the 1%, like in Egypt.
Okay.
And Zaina's gonna take the amongst the whites and non-whites in Egypt. And I'm gonna take
Muhammad.
No, I'm Raymond. I'm going to take the United States and Egypt, like the difference between both inequalities.
Okay.
And Muhammad and Yassine, I don't know. Like, you choose.
Okay. They're on the group chat right now. They're participating in the chat right now, right?
Yeah, they're in Zoom.
So... somebody's gonna have to pick generational wealth among whites and non-whites in Egypt and compare it to the United States. So who wants to pick that?
Zane is going to
choose this one.
Okay, because I got three people down. I need Muhammad.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to choose like the same topic as Perla. Zain is going to take the same topic as Alanis. Mm-hmm. And Malik's going to take the same topic
as me.
Yeah, as you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then who's going to pick the other two topics?
Muhammad and Yasin, but I don't know why they're not talking.
So Muhammad and Yasin, are you here? They're in the Zoom call and they're in the Zoom meeting and they're not talking.
Yeah. Mohammed and Yasin, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, what topic are you, who's the speaker right now? What topic are you gonna pick?
What are the topics left?
I got inequality among Manhattan and the Bronx, which you can compare to inequality between Cairo and any affected area like the Bronx. So do you wanna do that? You can compare Cairo to an area near Cairo that's, you know, because Manhattan and the Bronx is right near each other, and you could compare, you know, Cairo's equity and to someone's inequality near Cairo, a city near Cairo.
Okay, I can take this.
Okay.
Okay, so Yasin is going to take like the student loan and crisis among minorities and whites. I think that's what Yasin's going to take.
Oh, and then Yasin's going to take the student loan crisis?
Yeah, exactly. And at the beginning, somebody's going to have to discuss like the concept of what's wealth inequality exactly. That's what I believe.
Somebody should do. Yeah, like an intro.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then we should also like conclude the whole thing, like mention what the important elements and what we've noticed.
Okay. What we have right now that's shared is the outline. I'm just going to add you guys all into it. The Egyptian group and your topics, and I'm just gonna tweak it around a little bit. I'll probably get it done within like 30 minutes, not even.
Okay, good. Yeah. But okay. We should add,
can you post the Hussein on Blackboard, please, so we can all see it?
Yeah. I'm gonna post it on Blackboard, and then I want you guys' approval on it. And then if everything's good, I'll post it before I go to work.
Not Blabber, I mean WhatsApp.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll post it on WhatsApp, and then I'll wait. I want to submit it by tonight, by 10, because I get home around 11 p.m. So
of course, that we want to make sure that you submit it before, because you know that is due tomorrow.
Exactly, so we got to get it done.
Question, would it be a bit more, like, I guess better to post it on a Google document, that way it's shared with everybody, so we can all just edit it at the same time if we need to?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll do the Google document.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
One last thing, in the outline, you should add, like, a part where, like, we propose solutions, and then, like, the guest speaker part, yeah, these two should be added too.
No. On the outline?
Yeah.
Because our teacher, we saw an outline that group number one did, and it was something very simple.
It was very simple.
And the professor said that it was okay. So yeah, I think that would be much better than them.
Yeah, their outline, to be honest, was cut. I mean, it was acceptable. It was good, but it was very short. So, what we have here is actually pretty long. Mm-hmm. Even the direction part is long. I'm going to tweak. I'm going to, you know.
I think it's just like mentioning what we like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a summary of what we're going to do. It's like an introduction of what it's very short.
Like the highlights, the points. That's it.
Yes.
I got to do, what we have here now is good enough, but all I got to do is add you guys into it and kind of just tweak it a little bit with the directions. Because the GSEC, where it says GSEC direction, that's kind of long. So I'll just kind of shorten that a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. What I intended to say is like to add like 2 points that we're gonna talk about the solutions, and the guest speaker is gonna talk. Like not gonna write what we're gonna talk about. Like just 2 points.
Yeah, just so I mentioned there, so that both professors know that we do intend to talk about this. Because exactly. We don't want to make the impression that we're not going to.
Okay, cause from what I've seen, it was sort of different, to be honest. The thing is, I don't know if I want to add a guest speaker to it because we don't have a guest speaker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's a requirement in the rubric.
It's a requirement in the rubric itself.
Guys, we have 5 minutes.
Either way, we need to add a guest speaker because it's kind of mentioned that we need to have a guest speaker. Okay. Now we don't have a guest speaker, but like in some days we'll have a guest speaker.
If yes, you want to make it a bit shorter, we can we can have the guest speaker talk about solutions. So that way we can just combine 2 points into one, but we do really need a guest speaker.
Yeah.
And about the solution, I think the guest speaker
can be a professor in economics or something.
I think we're going to get this done ASAP, and I don't want to, long story short, we got to get it done.
And, okay.
Is there a way you guys can get a guest speaker, I would assume that's not even feasible, but is that possible?
I think we can ask them. We're not gonna pay them anything. I think.
I think it's okay to just mention that we're having a guest speaker, but mention who's the person. Now.
Okay, so I'll write that out then. I'll just mention that we have
a guest speaker. Hussein, you're breaking up. We cannot hear what you're saying.
I'm far away.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I will put is that I'll type out that there's going to be a guest speaker speaking about the topics, and we'll see who it will be.
Exactly.
And maybe, I don't know if Al is agreeing with this, but the solutions part would be very beneficial because it would be like behind the purpose of the podcast itself, just informing people about the problem and then providing them with some of the solutions.
Okay, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And I'll probably, what time is it right now? 11 o'clock? Just like probably within the next hour, I'll post up the outline again and see if you guys will approve of it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I think that was it.
Yeah, and please share other than sharing the outline, can you share the recording so we can submit it too?
Yeah.
The outline?
Okay, who's recording it right now?
Perla.
Okay. That sounds that sounds good. So Perla, you're gonna upload the Zoom meeting?
Yeah, but I don't know how to do it.
After you're done with the Zoom itself, it downloads and then you can upload it through Google Drive or something and share the link with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so whoever's gonna submit the this Zoom meeting.
It has to be submitted today with the outline, both things. Yeah, both
of okay, just, okay, whoever can get the link to the Zoom meeting, just send it to me and I'll submit everything.
All right.
Sorry, aren't they meant to be submitted tomorrow midnight, not today? It's June the 4th.
Yeah, but it's okay.
I just wanted to know, so if something does happen, hopefully nothing does happen, but if something does happen, we do need a bit of extra time, like a couple extra hours. We do have that.
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Yes. Okay, we'll get it done as soon as possible.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Bye, guys. See you later.